For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl. General Motors launched a car-sharing service called Maven a year ago in Ann Arbor, working with professionals from Zipcar, Sidecar, and Google. Since then, other cities have been added, and further expansion is likely. This week, I attended the preview days at the Detroit Auto Show to speak with GM's Executive Director of Urban Mobility, Peter Kosak, about how Maven works. Kosak is pleased with the results in Ann Arbor and elsewhere.
It's been a furious 12 months. We've actually launched in 15 U.S. cities, major cities, and have logged over 55 million miles with them. A diverse portfolio of vehicles have done over 20,000 reservations, have over 20,000 members. So it's been a very busy year.
Let's go through the nuts and bolts of how it works.
Sure.
Someone downloads an app. I assume they have to enroll in the system in some fashion. Take me from there.
That's right. Yeah, you'll sign on, give your driver's license and a credit card, and then you have access. You can reserve vehicles by the hour or by the day. Depending on where you are, there are varying vehicles available. There are actually two product categories. One category is residential and city sharing, so we distribute a fleet of vehicles among residents and business people, and they can access them easily. And then the second category is called Express Drive, and that's actually vehicle sharing for drivers who drive for Lyft. And so that's vehicle sharing, but for the sake of ride sharing, on-demand taxi services, and that's our second category. So you open the app and you select the vehicle that you want. It's a keyless process completely, so you unlock the doors with your phone and you get in and you push button start, you drive away, keep the vehicle for as long as you want, you return it, shut the door and walk away, and you pay by the hour or, as I said, by the day. So it's on-demand access, what you want, where you want it, and for as long as you want it.
The vehicle needs to be returned to the same space?
It does. That's a good question. Typically, that's the case, because usually this is an alternative to ownership, so people are most typically taking vehicles from where they live and then returning them back to the same spot. But actually, in Ann Arbor, we piloted a one-way service where people can rent a Tahoe and, as, say, students load their luggage into the back and take it to Metro Airport on a one-way trip. We've found that that adds a lot of value for our customers. So where you get some heavy trip patterns where people are heavily traveling among corridors, say from Ann Arbor to downtown Detroit or from Ann Arbor to the Metro Airport, the opportunity to run a one-way service exists as well. We're even doing it in some places on the University of Michigan campus where, say, a student at the North Campus has classes on the main campus. They can actually take a vehicle one way, and then it's not sitting on the clock outside while they're in class. That's not something that they do. So that was something we added about mid last year as well.
All right. Well, I report at a station that's at Michigan State University. Is there any chance that Maven will appear at MSU?
Sure. And in fact, places like Ann Arbor and Lansing are really good opportunity areas for vehicle sharing because you get a great demographic. You get students and young professionals and business people and medical campuses and that kind of thing. And these are typically good environments for vehicle sharing. The reason that we went first to Ann Arbor was that it's in close proximity to our headquarters and our technical team and all of that. It was easier to manage as our first. But for sure, at some point in the future, we'll add Lansing.
Peter Kosak is Executive Director of Urban Mobility at General Motors. We'll have more on the Maven car sharing service this weekend on Current State. For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl.